It's time to hear from the Green Party with co-leader James Shaw.
It is indeed. Are you there, James?
Yeah.
Hi, how are you going?
Yeah, good, thanks. Good to talk to you.
You too. So the Green Party has just released a new parental leave policy package. I guess just to begin, what is the policy in place for parental leave at the moment?
Well, at the moment, it's quite variable because it's largely up to each employer to make up its own mind in terms of what their employees receive. And so, typically, at the sort of big end of the spectrum, you've got large employers. If they're reasonably well capitalised business, they tend to be a bit more generous. But then you've got other organisations that are not. So, under this plan that we launched yesterday, anybody who can't get paid parental leave will be able to access a parental tax credit of up to $220 a week. And so what that means is that it's universal for every baby that's born in New Zealand, and any parent is able to access that kind of support.
And so there's that $220. It also has some other parts to the policy. Can you talk a bit about those?
Yeah, so we wanted to make Wahakura baby pods available to every family in New Zealand, which is essentially like a basket or a pod that every baby receives when they're born, and it receives, and inside the pod are sort of essential items for the baby's first few months, kind of blankets and nappies and that sort of thing. And this is something that Finland have been doing for 75 years with enormous success. And it just means that, especially at the bottom end of the income spectrum, that parents have got the absolute basics that they need for their baby to spend the first, month or so in a kind of, safe and dry and warm, healthy conditions.
And so how much would this policy cost?
Well, the whole package comes to about $400 million. So in the grand scheme of things, against what the government spends every year, about $75 billion, it's not actually all that much money. But we know that the long-term impact of babies getting the best start in life, both in terms of the, safety and kind of healthy environment that they're in, as well as their parents' ability to take time out to look after them when they're sick and so on, that has a massive impact on later in life in terms of educational achievement, their ability to participate in the economy and get good jobs, and actually on things like imprisonment and so on as well. And so what tends to happen is that, over the course of 20 or 30 years, government revenue actually looks really good because people who might otherwise be in the prison system are actually in jobs and paying taxes instead.
Absolutely, and that is over 20 to 30 years. For this initial funds, where do you see that money coming from?
Just from the general, the consolidated fund that the government runs. So the idea is, every government has to make kind of decisions around what the priorities are for spending. This would be one of ours.
All right, and moving on now, a new kind of updated Trans-Pacific Partnership Agreement is being talked about now since Trump pulled out of that multinational trade agreement. What differences does this one have?
Well, this is the thing. We actually don't know yet. And we're in this quite bizarre situation where in the last couple of weeks, the Cabinet has approved the existing form of the Trans-Pacific Partnership Agreement, even though the Americans aren't going to participate in the future. And some of the most contentious components of the existing TPPA are things like the ability of corporations to sue governments when they think that, a government might be acting against their interests. For example, if they wanted, the most kind of high-profile case was when Philip Morris Tobacco sued the government of Australia because the government of Australia wanted to introduce plain packaged cigarettes. And so those measures were actually in place largely at the insistence of the Americans, and most of the other countries didn't really want to, but for the sake of getting a free trade deal with America, they agreed to them. So I find it bizarre that once America is pulled out, that we would say, let's go with the existing Trans-Pacific Partnership Agreement, even though there's a bunch of things in there that we wouldn't want, you know, without the Americans in it. It's just, it's a bit weird.
And so, I mean, obviously the government wants to go ahead with this. They're still in talks, at least with the other nations, excluding the US. Does the Green Party believe that those kind of interests outweigh the benefits outweigh the costs to this?
Well, not on the TPPA as it currently stands. I mean, the assessment was that it would lead to something like 1% additional growth over the course of 30 years, which is actually less than exchange rate fluctuations, right? Because exchange rate fluctuations have about a 2% impact on the economy. And so I find it kind of strange that you would sort of agree to go with the existing version, even though the kind of cost-benefit ratio is so bad on it. But it's one of those things where if we're actually going to reopen negotiations with those 11 countries and say, well, you know, does the existing agreement stand, or are there things that we want to ditch, then you'll be looking at a different cost-benefit ratio. And so I guess we'll just have to wait and see, you know, what they come up with.
Yeah, I think it said that the volume of trade between the rest of the countries is not even a quarter of the level it would have been if the US had stayed in that agreement. So what is the next step here?
Well, as I understand it, what's happening is that New Zealand and Japan are really taking the lead on this, and that they're starting the conversation with the other countries that were signatories to the original TPPA to say, are you interested in continuing with it? And I guess part of that conversation will be, are there any conditions that you would insist on changing now that the Americans are not going to be a part of it? Because, you know, like you say, having the Americans in it was considered to be such a big prize. Most of the other countries acceded to all sorts of demands in order to get in with the Americans, but without them in it, maybe some of those other things are no longer necessary.
All right, James, thank you so much. We'll talk to you again in a fortnight.
I'm looking forward to it.
That was James Shaw for the Green Party. The Wire.